podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We conclude chapter 44 today with verses 19 through 21. Abraham, father of many peoples, kept his glory without stain. He observed the Most High's command and entered into a covenant with him. In his own flesh he incised the ordinance, and when tested, was found loyal. For this reason, God promised him with an oath to bless the nations through his descendants, to make him numerous as grains of the dust, and to exalt his posterity like the stars, giving them an inheritance from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. In the context of Abrahamic faiths, particularly Christianity, Abraham is often regarded as a foundational figure of faith and a precursor to the salvation narrative that is fully expressed through Jesus Christ. To understand this perspective, let's explore the biblical narrative and its theological significance. The Abrahamic covenant in the book of Genesis, particularly in chapters 12, 15, 17, and 22, God makes a series of promises to Abraham. These promises include making Abraham the father of a great nation, blessing him, making his name great, and blessing all the families of the earth through him. Genesis 12, verses 2 through 3. This covenant is unconditional and is based solely on God's faithfulness, absolute righteousness by faith. In Genesis 15:6, it is stated that Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. This verse is pivotal because it demonstrates that Abraham's righteousness before God was not based on his works or adherence to the law, which had not yet been given, but on his faith in God's promises. Precedent for salvation by faith. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul refers to Abraham's example to argue that salvation is by faith and not by works of the law. In Romans 4, Paul explains that Abraham was justified by faith before he was circumcised and before the law was given to Moses. This makes Abraham the father of all who believe, whether they are Jews or Gentiles. Symbol of faithful obedience. The event of Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his son Isaac, as recounted in Genesis 22, is seen as a test of Abraham's faith and obedience to God. This act is often interpreted as a foreshadowing of God's own sacrifice of his son Jesus Christ, for the salvation of humanity. The father of many nations. God's promise to Abraham that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore, Genesis 22:17, speaks to the multitude of people who would come to be part of the faith tradition stemming from Abraham. This promise extends beyond the physical descendants of Abraham to include all who share in the faith of Abraham. And finally, unity of Scripture. For Christians, the Bible is seen as a cohesive narrative where Old Testament events and figures point towards the fulfillment of God's plan in the New Testament. Abraham's story is particularly significant as it lays the foundation for all to believe in the righteousness that exudes from Jesus as the Savior of the world. From the very beginning, God has always had his own design for the redemption of sins, living and embracing the ability to live forever in heaven, redeemed. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, Lord, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. I am a poet obedient to Christ. Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Sirach 44. It's verses 19 through 21. We've got an 11 stanza poem. It's rocking from beginning to end. It's titled Abraham's Covenant with God. In the fabric of time, before nations took shape, in silence profound where the world lay agape, there walked a man of faith so grand, Abraham he was on Canaan's strand. With a heart devout to the heavens he gazed, upon the Most High his eyes were amazed. A call he received, a divine command, to bind with God a covenant grand. Leave thy home, the Almighty decreed, to a land I shall show, follow my lead, for I shall make thee a father most famed, and through thee shall my people be named. In the realm of the stars a promise was sown, to Abraham standing so humble alone. Look skyward, said God, and try, if you can, to count the stars a measureless span. So shall your offspring forever be, as numerous as stars for all to see. A people of faith from Yule they'll rise, to inherit the earth under these skies. And down to the shore where the waters kissed land, God spoke once more his voice so grand. Behold the grains on the seashore vast. Your destined descendants shall be as countless and cast. An oath was sworn, a future foretold. A lineage of faith would soon unfold. From Isaac to Joseph to Jacob, the tribes took form. A nation conceived through a covenant born. A patriarch thus Abraham became, of a multitude vast, too grand to name. His faith, like seeds in the earth's embrace, grew into peoples of diverse grace. Through trials and years his lineage spread. By the promised oath they were surely led to worship the high in reverence and fear, their patriarch's God forever near. Now history whispers of Abraham's trust, a tale of devotion from dust to dust, for he is the father of many a throng who heed God's command and to whom they belong. Blessed be the man who heard the call and walked with God, giving his all. From him sprang forth a celestial band as numerous as stars and grains of sand. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's May 14, 2024. Recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up with the angels today. Trying to get back to normal daily routine with Tony feeling better and being able to accomplish the things together that we like to do. And that's our prison ministry work that we accomplish. We close today at 9:44 in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. May he bless you as numerous the stars above. Amen. God bless you.